The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. This is David Dubal. I'm with you for The Piano Matters, where the piano is king of music for the next hour. I think I have a good show for you. I hope so. Many new pianists to hear, some of them making their debut on The Piano Matters. I've always liked the Schiller quote, "Man only plays when, in the full meaning of the word, he is a man. And he is only completely a man when he plays." Let's begin our feast for 10 fingers with the Sonata in D minor, the so-called Tempest by Beethoven. And we shall hear the third movement marked Allegretto. The movement, although not fast, possesses a slightly breathless, a very haunting romantic quality for me. And I think it was quite new to the art of music itself. I don't have Brendel or Schnabel or Kempfer or Rau or Bachhaus, but a pianist called Arthur Pizarro, a pretty well-known, and he's going to play the third movement of the Beethoven. He's walking to his Steinway right now. It was Arthur Pizarro, or Archer. And if he's a descendant of the Pizarro of the Fountain of Youth, then he's a lucky fellow. He played for us the finale of the Beethoven Tempest Sonata. This is the Piano Matters. I believe I've never had a single piano work on the show by Ernest Chausson. But today that's rectified. Well, it's not that he did a lot of piano music, only six pieces, but we're going to listen to a very, very interesting, almost neoclassic style instead of his usual romantic style, piece called Paysage, Landscape. Chausson was born in Paris in 1855, and he studied with César Franck. He was a late beginner, and he was a wealthy man, very wealthy family, and he helped in many ways his colleagues, Debussy, Albanus. Many were indebted to him. But he died at age 44, killed on his bicycle that got out of control, went down a hill, and smashed into a wall. His last work is the luminous poem for violin and orchestra. Let's listen to Paysage. It's a work from 1896. And the pianist, born in Marseille in 1960, is Michel Bourdononcle.
Thank you.
You just heard a piece by Chausson. Every note seemed to be in place in Paysage, performed by Michel Bourdoncle. This is David Dubal, your programmer, your host, your commentator, and whatever else. Liszt was not only a musical genius, but a very great man as well. Here is what Frédéric Lamond, his Spanish and one of his last students, wrote in his memoirs. He said, Liszt never charged a fee from any of his pupils, and we all looked upon him with a feeling akin to adoration. Felix Weingartner once said to me, Liszt is the decentest of all people. And the word decent seemed a strange one to apply to this extraordinary personality. But the more I think of it, the more I realize it's the right epithet for Liszt. Indeed, I go further than that. Liszt was the great and good Samaritan of his day and his time. I have the New Jersey-based pianist Sofia Agranovich. Although she was born in Ukraine, she came here to America age 15, studied at Juilliard with the celebrated Sasha Gorodnitsky, and what a fellow that was. Well, she's herself a foremost New Jersey piano teacher and has been involved with many New Jersey arts projects. Today we hear Sofia Agranovich in Liszt's ingenious and difficult, of course, La Campanella, The Bells, which is based on the finale of Paganini's third violin concerto. And the work here that Sofia Agranovich plays is in the little touch-ups here and there that make it even more brilliant by Ferruccio Busoni. Here is Sofia Agranovich. Thank you. I thought it was a delightful, very original performance, and you heard a real Listy in there in Sofia Agronovich. And it's from her CD of all lists, and yes, you can visit Agronovich's website at Sofia Agronovich, one word, .com. Sir Thomas Beecham was one of music's wittiest men, and his wit sometimes could hurt people. Well, at a rehearsal of Messiah, he interrupted several times as a soprano soloist went astray. Beecham, in exasperation, said, "Madame, have you looked at this score before?" "Indeed I have, Sir Thomas," was her indignant reply. "I have eaten, drunk, and slept with Messiah for weeks." Beecham looked her steady in the eye and said, "Then, of course, you must have an immaculate conception of the Messiah." Now for something very unusual. Two studies for player piano. We hear them on the normal piano, however. And they're by Conlon Nancarrow, very, very interesting American composer, who, because he composed for player piano, is not known much. But I have for you an extraordinary pianist, Imri Talgam, T-A-L-G-A-M. And he has a very intriguing CD on the Solstice label, including a major work of Stockhausen. As Mr. Talgam asserts, the majority of Nancarrow's works were written for player piano, or, as they've called it, pianola, for the simple reason that they involve rhythmic structures so complex that they defy accurate performance by any living performer. Well, I'd like you to hear Imri Talgam in the study number 6 for player piano, and the transcription is by the pianist. And followed, there's the study number 15, in the transcription by the late Ivar Mikoshov. Two studies for player piano by Conlan Nancarrow, and you may want to know when he lived, 1912 to 1997. He was heard in very dedicated performances of this technical challenge by the brilliant young Israeli pianist Imri Talgam. The Piano Matters is on the air, and I'm happy that we're heard in every country that there is a piano in. When I hear the piano, I feel better. There's an Italian proverb, play the piano daily and stay sane. Well, listen to the piano daily and stay sane. On CASP, K-A-S-P records, I have the Chopin second ballade from a recital on Jan 15th, 1995 at the University of Houston Moores School of Music. The artist is the late Constance Keane, who was certainly one of the bright lights in the pianistic world of New York City during 3 or 4 decades. Constance Keane, and I knew her well. The second ballade of Chopin played with passion, with poetry, and the tools necessary to bring it to life. A true gentleman, a scholar, and many other things, is Lee Evans, and he has an endless musical appetite. He has been in the forefront of the jazz world, a prolific writer on many subjects, a pianist, an arranger. He has so many publications to his credit. Recently, the publisher Hal Leonard brought out a most interesting and delightful project, which Lee calls, Classics with a Touch of Jazz. And all of these marvelous pieces are very playable, and they also give you a glimpse of Mr. Evans's keen harmonic sense. And today we hear two of them without break. The Mozart Piano Sonata, K545, second movement theme, and then the Foray Pavane. And so they are, Mozart and Foray with a touch of jazz and class, played by their arranger, Lee Evans. Lee Evans, pianist, scholar, professor at Pace University, arranger, writer, has just played for us from his new series of famous piano pieces called Classics with a Touch of Jazz. Buy it. Have some fun. It's such a pleasure to look through. Anna Schellest has recently issued a Prokofiev Concerto CD, the concertos number one and number two. And I've known Ms. Schellest for several years. She was in my classes at Juilliard, and I'm always astounded at her constant development and her meticulous preparation. Let's hear the third section of the one movement piano concerto number one, opus 10. Already it's full-blown Prokofiev with all his stylistic traits. He's only 20 when he composes it. Anna Schellest collaborates with the Janáček Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Niels Mus, M-U-U-S. Anna Schalis playing the Prokofiev third section of the first concerto with wonderful energy and verve and Prokofiev style. The Janáček Philharmonic and the conductor, Niels Mus. So Aristotle said, the vigorous are no better than the lazy during one half of life, for all men are alike when asleep. Yes, dear old Aristotle, but all dreams are not alike, that's for certain. This is The Piano Matters. I hope you have been doing well, listening to the political arena swirling around us. But don't swirl and focus on the fact that the United States is a kind-hearted country. People give and give to charities, to foundations, and we'd like to remind you to give to us. We are one of the superb outlets for classical music in the United States, and we reach the world, and we very much need your kindness. Liszt loved literature, never stopped reading until cataracts stopped him. He was deeply attracted to the sonnets of Petrarch and the passionate content of these sonnets. He wrote three songs, and they're very good, but he became much more inspired when he took those songs and transcribed them for piano, and then he became rhapsodic. I'm going to listen to the Sonata del Petrarca number 123 and the pianist Leonid Kuzman. Thank you. the sonnet 123. It's a truly heated love lyric, and you heard the Liszt sonnet played by Leonid Kuzmin, who has a fine conception of the work. This is The Piano Matters, and as you know, I like to spout out some quotes, especially to clear our ears out from the performances just heard. Well, here's one by La Rochefoucauld, one of my favorite guys. Men would not live long in society were they not the dupes of one another. I know you have been waiting to dance. Find a partner, put on a tutu, and we shall have Mikhail Pletnev's arrangement of the pas de deux from the Nutcracker of Tchaikovsky. Thank you. one of the most perfect ballets, one of the most exquisitely scored orchestral scores, and it was Pletnev who just put a pas de deux onto the piano. And I hope that you were dancing with a fine partner. I ask you, please join me next week with another panorama, another pianistic feast of the First Order. That guy Anonymous says, a man is still young so long as women can make him happy or unhappy. A man reaches middle age when women can no longer make him unhappy. And he is old when women cease to make him either happy or unhappy. This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening.
The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City. Artistic Director, Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlists. The Piano Matters is supported in part by listener members like you.